This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Arnold Lee Stone is facing sentencing after admitting to multiple probation violations in Huron County Circuit Court. Stone pled guilty to four counts, including a curfew violation on July the 4th and a positive methamphetamine test 2 days later. He also admitted to failing to providing his social media passcodes, as was originally ordered. Meanwhile, the case moves towards a September 21st sentencing date. The prosecution indicated they will not seek extensive jail time, provided that Stone maintains his current payment schedule. His current bond remains in effect. And another news for today. One Sanilac County Village Council has decided not to create a ballot issue to recapture the loss of the revenue created by the Headley rollback. The Lexington Village Council adopted the 2026 through 2027 budget using reduced millage rates on the operating millage, the millage rate for streets, and the millage rate for the cemetery. The village instead accepted the loss of revenue instead of going for a ballot request during the August election to try and restore the millages. The Headley Amendment rollback limits property tax revenue growth from properties to match the rate of inflation. And regarding the finances, the council created a committee to try and explore alternative revenue sources besides relying on property taxes. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
If you have a vehicle that's 5 to 10 years old or maybe even older and feel like your trade-in is getting lowballed by other dealers, you need to come see me at Al Hansen Motors. We've been known for decades to provide a better trade-in value for your vehicle than our competition. We're at 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. This week I'm featuring a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive, has heated seats and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, and more. It's in great shape with only 33,000 miles, and we're asking $24,380. Next up is a 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's also all-wheel drive and has heated seats and heated steering wheel, navigation, a backup camera, Bluetooth, and new tires. It has 44,000 miles, and we're asking $24,580. Plus, it's still covered under Ford's factory powertrain warranty. And wrapping up, I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado LT. It's a double cab with a Z71 off-road package, and it's very clean for the year. It has remote start, a backup camera, and the factory towing package. It only has 70,000 miles, and we're asking $22,380.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. A Bad Axe man is headed towards sentencing after pleading guilty to his third drunk driving charge. Joshua Lay Emerson appeared in Huron County Circuit Court yesterday, where he admitted to operating while intoxicated on May the 27th. Emerson told the court he had consumed 2 pints of vodka before striking a Thumb Transit bus stopped at the railroad tracks on North Van Dyke Road. Under the terms of a plea deal, prosecutors agreed to dropping a habitual offender notice. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbaugh represented Emerson during the proceedings. Judge Prill accepted the plea offer and scheduled sentencing for October the 5th. Emerson will remain free on a $15,000 bond pending a pre-sentence investigation. And in other news for today, the Sanilac County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 1 p.m. today, Tuesday, August the 4th, in the boardroom at 60 West Sanilac Street in Sandusky. According to the preliminary agenda, the meeting will start with a review of the 2025 audit of financial records and commissioners are expected to approve the Professional Counseling Center Life Skills Agreement for next year. The cost of that program is not to exceed $90,000, and its cost will be reimbursed 75% by the state's Child Care Fund. The board is also expected to approve the sale of a vehicle from the motor pool. The money earned from the sale will be put back into the motor vehicle fund. When the board's regular meeting is over, commissioners will also conduct a finance and administration committee meeting afterwards. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.